Good evening, everyone. If you look on page 10 of your Makoros, you'll see a picture of two people playing chess in Manhattan's Union Square. So that inspired me, there's a whole story to that, to talk about chess on Shabbos. But before we get to chess, since the poskim that discussed chess also discussed ball playing, I thought we would talk about ball playing Shabbos. As you noted, we have over 20 Makoros here. I'm not sure if we'll get through all of them, but what I'd like to do in the brief time we have is to go through some of the Makoros that relate to ball playing and exercising on Shabbos and discuss what the Torah's view is on this topic. We'll begin with the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is telling us how to act on Shabbos. Im tashiv mishabbos raglecha soscha fatzecha b'yom katzi v'karasa l'shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubad. This source, among other things, is the source for the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. And one of the things it tells us is v'chibadito me'asos derachecha, which tells us that you should have special Shabbos clothing. And then it says me'asos derachecha, the Gemara in source 2, says shelo yehei luchacha shel Shabbos ki luchacha shel chol. The way you walk on Shabbos should not be like the way you walk during the week. I remember when I was young, little boy, I heard about this halacha, and I thought it meant that like you shouldn't walk in a normal way. So I had a little walk. I would walk to shul on Shabbos. So that's not exactly what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that perhaps this means that you shouldn't take big steps on Shabbos. And this is Paskin L'Halacha in Source 3 and 4, where the Shulchan Aruch writes that you should not run on Shabbos. Ein larutz b'Shabbos. It's not Shabbistic. It goes against Kavod Shabbos to run, to take big steps. There are some exceptions, though, mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Ela im kein hu l'dvar mitzvah, kigon l'beis haknesses. You're allowed to run to shul. O kiyotze bo haga. V'asil l'fsoa yoser me'ama psia acha. So you shouldn't take big steps, more than a psia benoni. Shabbos hilul chacha tehe b'nachas. You shouldn't, during the week, we're in a rush, we're running everywhere. Shabbos is a time of nachas. You don't take big steps. You don't run to places. You shouldn't take too big of a step. Im efshel b'pachos, the Gemara says that if you have to take a big step, there's a puddle in front of you, and if you don't take a big step, you're going to get all wet. So then it's okay. But otherwise, don't take such big steps and don't run. But then in Siv Beis it says, "Bachurim hamisangin bekfitzasam umirutzasam." What about if you enjoy running? The assumption here is that it's only kids that enjoy running. But kids, you know, you can't get that it's torture for them if you tell them they only can walk slowly, right? They run everywhere. So then, it's mutter, it's okay. The way Rabbi Meth put it to me last night in the car ride was that we assume that Oneg Shabbos trumps Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is the idea that you're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. Enjoying means having good food and the like. But certainly for kids, it means running around. So even if you're going to say that it's somewhat against the spirit of Kavod Shabbos, we say Oneg Shabbos trumps Kavod Shabbos, and it's permitted for the young kids to run around. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, it's not just young kids. V'chein liros kol davar shemis angimbo. Also, the simple reading here is it's mutter to run, to go do something that you enjoy, not just kids. V'chein mutter l'tayel, you're allowed to go on a spritzir, recreation, etc. Now the Taz in Source 5 limits this. He claims that even though it says that you're allowed to run on Shabbos if you enjoy it, that's only if you enjoy the act of running, but not to run to something that you'll enjoy later. He says it has to be de'be'osa sha'a shehu ratz yesh lo tanug. So let's say for a moment that I am a runner. Now, when I'm running, I can't say that every moment I enjoy it, but at the end, I feel really good, right? No pain, no gain. You're supposed to push yourself to the max.
Some runners feel great while they're running.
So, okay, good point. So, for me, I'm not like that. When I run, you know, I know I'm supposed to run, I'm supposed to be healthy, I'm supposed to do exercise, but I can't say, and after I'm done, I actually feel good when you're done. But b'shas ma'isa, there's a bit of tsar. So the Taz says that would be wrong. We'll talk about other issues concerning running later, refuah and the like, but just in terms of this issue, the Taz says it's wrong. But, as you pointed out, I asked, I took a quick poll of people around me who claim to be runners, and they claim, no, it's geschmack the whole time, I don't know what I'm talking about. They, right, there's no tsar. So, like you said, so then this issue would be okay. There are those that disagree with this Taz, but that's what the Taz writes. So, one relevant point, same thing with basketball, right? Sometimes people have a geschmack the whole time, and sometimes people, you know, they have to push themselves. At the end, you feel good. The Taz says you have to feel good the whole time. I saw an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. I'll just, if you want to skip to it, it's much later in the source sheets. It's, but Rav Moshe writes that if it turns out that you have tsar when you lose, so then it's aser. Right? He's actually talking about chess. It's source 42 on page 9. He writes, technically speaking, chess is not aser. Me'atzim adin ein lesser. We'll talk about later. There are those that say it's aser. There are those that say it's a mitzvah. When we get back to the picture. But he says, me'atzim adin ein lesser. It's maybe not ideal in terms of daber davar. There's an opinion in Tosos that says on Shabbos we should minimize talk, at least not about Torah things, ruchniyistic things, but it's not usher. However, that's if everybody's enjoying it. But lifamim haminutzach mitzta'er. Sometimes the one who's defeated loses, right? If you're a competitive player, whether it's chess or basketball or anything else, so then you feel bad when you lose. V'az aser medina. Why? There's an iser, we'll see a little later on, to cause yourself to do something that's going to cause you pain on Shabbos. It's aser because of the mitzvah of owning Shabbos. You're not allowed to do certain activities that will cause you pain. So Moshe is an interesting point. So it's true.
Even more, he doesn't want to lose.
It's true, but he thinks, you know, when you engage, one person's going to lose. One person's going to feel bad. He says you should do it. So if you're casually playing, you don't care if you win or lose. So maybe you could play with your kids, because then it's good. If you win, if you lose, you feel good. But you let them win on Shabbos at least. So I first thought that running was worse than basketball, because running, you have tsar while you run, but at least running, you don't have this. There's no winner and no loser. Anyway, we'll return back to some of those issues later. So that's one issue. The Mishnah Brura here has an interesting suffix. Can you run to a meal? You're going to enjoy the meal, right? We said you're allowed to run lidvar mitzvah. What about running to a meal? Meals onik shop. So according to the Taz, he says it's aser. Why? That Taz that we just saw says that you have to have hana b'shas ma'isa. He's assuming that people don't enjoy running. We talked about the fact that some people do enjoy running, but min hastam, adults, don't enjoy running. So therefore, running to a meal, according to the Taz, is aser. Other achronim are matir. Then he says, what about going for a run? The Mishnah Brura doesn't deal with exercise yet. That comes a little later in the 20th century. What about running to get me hungry so I could eat a meal? So, you know, I really want to eat challah shittis. It's one of those short winter Shabbosos. But I'm stuffed. I just finished lunch. I'll go for a run and I'll get hungry. So he says, well, maybe that's a little better, but he thinks that too is going to be, it's going to be usher according to the Taz, and it might even be usher for everybody else because that's an issue of refuah. We'll talk about refuah in a moment. So that's the first group of sources. There's a discussion about Hilchos Yontif. This is later on, source 13 and 18. We know on Yontif there's no Isser Hotzah. You're allowed to carry even if there's no Erev. However, there's one rule. It has to be Litzorech Yontif. You can't carry for no purpose at all. So, for example, there's no Erev, you should empty out your dirty tissues from your pocket before you go outside. Carrying them is not a Tzorech Yontif. There's no need. So that's the general halacha. So what about playing ball? So Tosfos and the Rama say, you can play ball. That's Latorah. You enjoy it. The Taz gets all upset. The Taz thinks that that is not a sufficient Sorach. maybe a little bit lishitaso. He doesn't see a tzorech yantif in playing ball. And here, source 8, the Chuvas Elef Lecha Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger says no. Anything that you enjoy, including recreation, should be considered a tzorech yantif, and therefore, just like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, Bachurim HaMisangim, kids that enjoy running around, that's considered a legitimate reason to run, even though we said, generally speaking, you shouldn't run on Shabbos, but Bachurim HaMisangim, it's okay. So he says the same thing with respect to ball playing. So far we've seen a number of positive sources. The Taz maybe limits it, because the Taz says you can't do it if you have pain at any point in the process, but still some positive sources. However, source 9 is a negative one. Source 9 tells us the story of the destruction of a city named Tor Shimon, and there are two theories why it was destroyed. The second one being because they played ball. And this is the reason accepted in the Medrash Eicha, source 11. What's wrong with playing ball on Shabbos? The Karban Eda says either it's actually, the Yerushalmi doesn't say it's Shabbos. So the Karban Eda is Mesupik. Either because it was Shabbos, or generally, even during the week, they wasted their time. They weren't Osek Betorah, they just played ball, followed sports. But the way the Medrash has it is because they played ball, and they played ball on Shabbos. Now, it's not clear from this source whether this is a formal isser, or rather, as we'll return to later, something that's not in keeping with the spirit of Shabbos. One way or the other, this is seen as something that's quite serious. After all, a city was destroyed because of this. Now, a lot of times, when you have midrashim that talk about the reason why something happened, so it's not always the worst thing. It's oftentimes reflective, it's a symptom of a more subtle problem, something that people are likely to miss and not realize. It says Yerushalayim was destroyed because Hamidu Divrayim al Din Torah. They didn't do Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Here we're saying because they played ball on Shabbos. They probably weren't Mechalalei Shabbos. They didn't drive on Shabbos. Otherwise, it would say that. They thought they were keeping Shabbos. But they, the people of this city, obviously felt that playing ball is in keeping with Shabbos. Doesn't say in the halacha you can't play ball, so they played ball. And the Yerushalmi here is saying that this was the cause for their destruction. So perhaps it's a more subtle point. It relates to the spirit of Shabbos, what we're supposed to do on Shabbos. You saw a number of sources for this later in the packet. And this Yerushalmi is not quoted by everybody, but the Aruch HaShulchan in source 17 quotes it, the El Yerabba in source 18 quotes it, and they see it as a source which indicates that even if we are to get over the technical hurdles of ball playing, it's still something that's inappropriate. And if we have time, we'll return to that source. A couple of other interesting technical questions. If you turn to page 3, you'll see that there's a dispute among the Rishonim whether a ball is muksa or not. The Mechaber paskins that a ball is muksa, based off of the Shibulei Haleket and other sources, and the Rama is lenient. What's the dispute? We know that for something not to be considered muksa, as we've seen in the past, it has to have Torah's kli. It has to be a kli. Kli is something that does something. A hammer is used to build a building. A ball doesn't really do anything. It's not a substantial use, and therefore it's not considered a kli. That's the view of the Mechaber. Seemingly, according to Sfardim, balls should be muksa. The Rama says, no, it is a kli. It does something. What does it do? It's a tool used for recreation, for fun. That's enough to be considered a kli. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, source 16, makes a very fascinating point. He says, this whole dispute was in the olden days, when they didn't make balls. They would sort of find something, find a rock, you find some haphazard device, and you say, this is a ball, and you start playing with it. But nowadays, when you actually construct a ball in a factory for ball making, everybody would agree it's a kli, and it's not muksa. So probably the muksa issue is no longer relevant for our discussion. Another issue, starting on source 9, is the halacha of Kavod Shabbos. One of the halachos of Kavod Shabbos is As the Rambam says, "Umikvod haShabbos sheyulbash ksus nekiya, velo yiyah malbush achol kemalbush haShabbos." One should wear Shabbos clothing. One should wear Shabbos clothing all of Shabbos. That is the kavod Shabbos. Now you'll say, but it's against oneg Shabbos. It's so restrictive. It's so uncomfortable. We saw earlier that sometimes we say oneg Shabbos trumps kavod Shabbos. This is an example where we say kavod Shabbos might trump oneg Shabbos. And though this would not necessarily preclude playing ball in Shabbos clothing, it would seem to preclude playing ball not in Shabbos clothing. Source 20, 21, 22, 23 deal with another issue we've discussed earlier this year, which is refuah on Shabbos. We know that one cannot do refuah on Shabbos. Now, there's a dispute whether this applies only to someone who's sick or not feeling well, or even includes a bari. The simple reading of the Mechaber in Source 20 is that there's no iser refuah for a healthy person. We talked about this in the context of taking vitamins. Can a healthy person take vitamins? So it sounds like the Mechaber says yes, because you're a bari. It's only someone who's not feeling well that can't take medicine. Healthy people take it. The Magen Avraham disagrees, and he writes in Source 1, "Betur kasuv v'shoso sola ra'avo l'tzimo mashma dim oso l'refua asur af al pi shehu bari." Now, there are some, like the Magen Avraham, who understand that the Torah's view is anything that you do for your health is asur on Shabbos. According to that view, vitamins are asur, and according to that view, presumably doing exercise for purposes of health is asur. However, we saw other opinions, for example, Rav Moshe on page 4, that say no, that if you're totally healthy, the Magen Avraham means to say something that's mechazeg hamezeg is aser. You're not feeling so good. You're healthy, but you're feeling shvach, and this makes you feel better. But if you're feeling perfectly good, but you know this is good for your health, that doesn't fall under the refuah restriction. So one could make a case that according to the lenient positions there, exercise would not be aser. Another issue that comes up, source 26 and on, as you saw, is the Mishnah that says Ein Misamlin, very much like the modern Hebrew word of Hitamlut. You're not allowed to be Misamel on Shabbos. What does that mean? According to Rashi, it's Asr because of Uvdin Dechol. It means like a very intense massage. And the Rambam writes it's Asr because of Refuah. So here too, the question is, would this prohibit exercise? And the answer might depend on this dispute on the nature of the Refuah. If you follow the lenient position concerning refuah, it wouldn't technically apply. Alas, we're almost out of time and not quite finished. I think as you've seen from these sources, we see that there are a number of technical restrictions which may or may not apply, but even if we argue that they don't apply, certainly for adults, Shabbos is supposed to be Shabbos LaHashem. It's supposed to be a day of ruchnius and closeness to God. And in that sense, playing sports is very much not in the spirit. So perhaps we'll return to some of the other sources that we didn't do, including chess, another time. Have a good evening.